The equivalent of Beano for cows. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. A 2-year large-scale trial in beef cattle in Alberta, Canada, has successfully demonstrated that a novel feed ingredient developed by Royal DSM, a Dutch company, can be included in commercial feedlot diets to reduce methane emissions. I reached one of the researchers, Mark Newland, in Switzerland, and asked him, if you reduce methane, by how much?
We've seen anywhere 30 to 80% reduction. If you look specifically at some of the Canadian diets, it's somewhere around 70%. Then on the backgrounding, so before that, we see somewhere 17 to 26% reduction.
Newland told me that this process occurs without any negative effects on animal health and performance parameters and carcass characteristics. This was the largest and longest trial for methane reduction in beef to date. The trial alone already reduced greenhouse gas emissions by 1,473 tons of CO2. This is comparable to taking 500 cars off the road for a year. The researchers claim methane emissions from ruminants represents a significant portion of anthropogenic greenhouse gases and contributes to climate change. I asked Newland if his product could be used in humans, and he said no, just for beef cattle. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.